Welcome to the Houdini RC Heli Podcast. This is episode 54. Today's date is 3/10/2024. It's about 6:45 p.m. I made it back. Yay!
Like you were ever actually gone.
I grabbed the keys.
Yeah, that's what it gets. Yeah. Y'all go ahead and do it, okay?
No. I'm sorry, Terry. I had to mess with it some.
Yeah, I noticed.
It wasn't very easy either.
Yeah.
But I pulled it off. I've just been busy micromanaging time. I'm not liking micromanaging all my time, but is what it is. Besides that, I've just been working and going back and forth. How's everybody else been?
Been good, man. Been good.
Same here.
Yeah, we had our concert last night. It was a ball.
Like ball you can talk about or balls that you can't talk about?
I thought we were going to keep this PG.
We have tried that a few times and it lasts about 30 seconds, remember?
Yeah.
It was an awesome sound system. It was probably pushing 75, 80,000 watts. It was cool.
Wow.
You know, Terry up there banging on his bass just so he gets a resonance through his whole body.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the stadiums could feel it.
Wow.
There was happy people up there.
That sounds awesome. I don't know if we're going to do a main topic or not. We'll see. Maybe just get up to date since I was out. My Secret Squirrel project, I kind of delayed. I kind of hit a stopping point and kind of stopped and just started practicing flying better. I was wasting a lot of time and energy. So go back to the regular night setup stuff that I have and practice away and trying to get like 4 flights at lunch and 4 flights in the morning and trying to create a regimen to practice a little bit, but also trying not to burn myself out, which is incredibly difficult.
Yeah, you've been posting quite a few videos there.
Yeah, it's just easier for me to like Facebook Live and like it looks like crap and I don't care. It is what it is.
Yeah, instead of George of the Jungle, look out for that tree, it's Beagle, look out for that chair.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I hit a chair. I got bored of practicing, so then I was like Facebook Live. I was like, oh, I'm going to go by the camera real close. I was on the chair and it got close to the chair and I was like, wrong way. And my just froze. Like I could have went up. There was nobody there. I could have went over and just go up. And I froze and just slammed into the chair. I actually thought it might cross, but it didn't.
It did. Just not where you expected.
Yeah, just didn't go that much past. So I had to two of the KST snap the main gear out. So I ended up pulling the TB40 stuff out of it. It's probably going to get sold. I pulled the cyclic servos out of it and the flybarless out of it and used it in the RS4 and just converted everything to GTR and boom wrapped it and went out and flew it today. And it flies really, really good.
Yeah, it looked good today.
I did try the rail. What size are they?
386s. Is that what it said?
Yeah, rail 386s, and they fly good. They're crispy. No bad tendencies. Locked in feel. Not fluttery. Way better than the Align blades, but that's not comparing much. But I don't know if I'll be practicing with them, but they do fly very, very well.
Like me and you were out there when we were talking and watching, you could tell the heli was definitely more reactive off center and the stops were crisper and cleaner and you didn't have near the deflection that you normally have. It, yeah. Everything looked cleaner and crisper with them for sure.
It almost flew like your RS4 or our RS4, the V-bar RS4.
Yeah.
700 V2. I had some shakes in it the other week. Head shakes. So I've been trying to remember to order a damper set. So I got new dampers in and I moved the balls from the inner hole to the outer hole and redid the setup and flew it today. At first it looked like it was going to have it, but I think I was just in a weird head speed at that time. We run it up to high head speed and then all the way back through them all and there's no shake. It flies very, very well. I need to get used to it again. I keep saying that on 700s, but
You know, time is ticking. You have call out and time is ticking.
Yeah. I saw the video this afternoon that you showed me of Jason flying, and we may have to change the rules somehow to like make it so I have a chance.
Yeah, me and Carrie and Sloan all around Jason and poking him in the ribs every 10 seconds or something.
Yeah, like Roman candles, or I don't know. If I can get Sean Hall to stand over his shoulder or blow in his ear, I don't know. We're going to have to do something.
We could always get Ben to go out there and talk sweet nothings to him.
Yeah. So I got some work to do to get used to the 700, but if I can get used to it, it flies way better than anything else I have. So also, I got a new battery from Maximum Collective. I won a Maniac 6S 5000 ADC. So the guy that always has crappy batteries now has a good battery. I soldered stuff up to it last night and took it out today and flew it, and it's got, I'm going to lay the wood to it. And so far I've laid the wood to it and it came down perfect. There's no issues. I mean, solid start to finish, no sag, no bog. Really, really good pack. Best pack I've ever had in my life. That's not saying much.
Well, I was actually wondering about that.
Yeah, we'll see in the long term how it compares to my super, super cheapo one. I have been taking better care of the Maniac's battery, but I have only put one charge on it, so that mileage may vary.
That's why you've been taking better care of it, because you haven't had it long enough to abuse it. let's just get that out there.
The connectors have been on there for what? 6 hours? Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 6 hours.
Finally got Jason to switch all his stuff out. Did he do your soldering for you too?
No, I can do solders. Yeah, I'm practicing a lot. I'm trying to transfer some of the sim stuff that I've got better at to real life, but crashing into a chair really didn't help that situation. I was very upset at myself crashing over some shenanigans stuff when nobody is around. So, but I got it updated. I got the new Skyflight controller off of it. And so it kind of forced me to kind of move it into a better flying RS4. So the SMC 2200-24 high voltage battery that I got has been doing very well. I've kind of been treating it very badly also, but so far it's holding up.
In other words, he's got more than 5 flights on it.
Yeah, and I may have over discharged it a couple times to like 3.1 volts. And you know, the timer thing is, it just says it one time, it doesn't remind me.
Yeah, Spiegel, I stand with him out there today and I'm like, I hear his radio go 0% or whatever. And I'm like, hey, Spiegely, I think you had quarters.
5.5 minutes on a crappy 6S 1800.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I was getting 3.5 minutes and you said this is a crappy battery and you've been beating on it now for over 5 minutes.
You could feel it start sagging out, but you know, if you just kind of keep managing that low voltage, you know, kind of get it close, but back it off so it doesn't hit the low voltage, you can suck it dry. That's what I did.
Maybe we need to have a main topic of what not to do to a battery.
Yeah, I'd be good at that.
Yeah, I think we should do the Spiegel's Guide to Battery Management. That's what I think.
Yeah. First charge, make sure you don't have the parallels plugged into the battery correctly and you overcharge one of the 6S 5000s by, you know, 0.7 volts. Mm. I mean, it wasn't 5 volts. It was 4.8 or something. I don't know. Yeah, so I had an idea the other day. The Nimbus requires the back, especially with my night fly gear on it, the Nimbus requires the battery to be further forward than what I would like sticking out of the frames a little bit. I used to do this when I had an unbalanced Gowie X7 550 stretch, which if anybody has a Gowie NX4, I might be interested. Because I have that head, Mike. I have the head and the tail to make it 550.
Oh, from Mayday last year?
Yeah, from my X4II. I have the 550 head and stuff. So I could make an NX4 a 550 with the 50 in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had thought about it. And I have the 55 here. So, and they sip on fuel and like have tons of power on a 550 and they fly. Last time I flew one, I wasn't as good as I am now, so I'm interested in it a little bit. The balance was so far off, you had to add lead to the nose of the canopy, but it didn't really matter. I was thinking this on the Nimbus because if I could add weight to the nose and then get the battery more between the frames, like further back, then that protects the battery, like unless it carbon splinters and pokes a hole in it, but... I don't know. It was an idea I thought about, just, you know, how much weight would I have to add to the nose to get protection of the battery ratio between too much weight or, you know what I'm saying, the ratio between the two.
Yeah.
I wish they would design some of these helis so we could get the battery more protected with between the frames or something. You need it up in the nose when you crash, you pull it out while it's flaming up. I think that's about all I've been up to. I flew a plane today, my decathlon. I haven't flown it in a long time, so that was good. 13-inch prop doesn't work very well. We figured out.
Yeah, 13.8 on that, yeah.
That's actually the same prop it's had the whole time, so.
I know that going from 13.8 to 11.5, all of a sudden, for some reason, it sounded like the motor woke up on it.
It sounded like it was going to explode.
But, yeah, nothing like going from way over prop to under prop.
New dampening I got for the XL Power 700 was the low head speed version. And I got a hold of Frank, asked him which way, so I didn't know which way, if the O-ring needed to go out or in. But he told me the O-ring goes in. So it flew pretty good. So if you want to know what kind of dampening system I have in it, that's what I bought from whatever the stock was when I built it like a year and a half ago or 2 years. Actually, this is the longest I've kept a 700. She's barely made it, though.
Yeah, but you got more flights on it in the last 4 months than you had the previous year that you've owned it, so.
True. This is factual information. I am going to start just taking it out to the field and the RS4, but we'll see. We'll see. That's all. I'm done.
Yeah, it looked good today. I mean, it did.
Yeah, I didn't have the shakes in the head, and just I need to get used to it. This somebody said I have to fly a 700 in this competition at the event, so
I think he's taking this all seriously.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like it, you know. I was kind of disappointed. I was kind of hoping he'd half-assed this, but Jason's not half-assing this.
No, that flight looked good. I mean, his pirouetting funnel look really good. I like, ooh, that looks nice and smooth and flowy. And I'm like, ooh, I want to do that.
I thought it looked like shit.
Yeah, I know.
Nice friend you are. You're like, hey, Jason's flying really good. I'm like, thanks, Dick. Like, I need any more motivation to start flying while I'm at work. Because I'm already doing it on my lunches.
I know that, like I said, when he, of course, you know, he's texting me pictures of new battery connectors and calling us out online and this and that. And I'm like, Jason planned on bringing something.
Well, he's bringing the A-game. I don't know what he's bringing. Uh-huh. You better hope he bring an A-game because he's going to need A-game to even show up in the building with me.
Yeah. After me giving him crap about flybarless, now we just got to work on your flybarless. So he sends me pictures of his flybarless, and he said, "What do you think? I still run an E-bar?" And I'm like, "Well, no, I kind of thought you still had Beast X in there, but no, he actually has modern flybarless too."
Whoa!
Yeah,
is he feeling okay?
I don't know. I think he stole Spiegel's credit card. He must have got one that I hadn't used all the money up on.
Well, that's all I've been up to. Just trying to get ready for Skinners and trying to figure out what I'm going to take and not take and kind of giving up on some of my secret project stuff I was working on. Some of it was too far-fetched, but, you know, you have to try. That's part of it.
I know that I've asked this, but I don't remember the answer. Terry, are you going to Skinner's this year?
I'm planning on it.
Okay.
All right. Where I camp, depending on what y'all are wearing.
Well, it is Skinner's. So. As long as we have clothes on, consider it good.
Yeah.
We don't have clothes on. You might want to wait.
You either showed up too early or too late. Just be known.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I just don't know how much I'm going to take, and we'll see.
I know that regardless of what you say,
the whole shop will be in.
Thursday morning, I will be going, Spiegel, we ain't got no room to put this in the trailer.
That's why I rented the U-Haul for to pull behind the trailer.
Hey. Yeah, pull a Bucci and show up with three trailers behind a pickup.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I pulled a combine header dual like that all the way to Colorado and back.
Damn.
First time I went to Skinner's, me and Ralph Bucci went together, and he has a 30-foot tongue trailer. It's not set up. And then he has a 16-foot enclosed trailer behind his 30-foot, and the trip up didn't go that horrible bad. The trip home, a different story. Now, every time I've been to Skinner's, it's like the wind's blowing 400 mile an hour on the way home, and when you have that much trailer behind a pickup truck and you hit the bump and the wind hits and this and that, I thought we were going to flip the little trailer. Threw generators around, broke airplanes, broke helicopters. It made a hell of a mess in the RC trailer. I'm like, yeah, I don't think this is the best idea. Awkward silence.
Well, I guess I can go. I'm going to take a no-fly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know it. I went out this morning. Well, I say morning, it was more like 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm like, I should go fly. But I had stuff to do. Unfortunately, there'll be more better days, you know, coming up. So, but it was nice here.
We barely made it. We had to leave flying early to come back to podcast.
Yeah. What's weird is, of course, I love this time, but I mean, here it is. What is it? Nearly 10 after 7 and it's still daylight outside. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of nice.
I had to move record back to 8 o'clock.
I'm all for it. Later the better for me. You started at 1 a.m. be good.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
That would truly be a Houdini.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't think that you would. If we were on there, we probably wouldn't be worth. You'd hear a lot of yawning and this and that, unless there was alcohol or something else involved.
Red Bull or special Spiegel concoctions.
So you actually took a no fly, Terry?
I took a no fly.
Do we have any of those cards printed up?
We need to.
RCHN had some.
A no fly champion. That would be me this year. I've been to the field flying twice. So yeah, I got no room to talk.
You're on a roll now though, man. I mean,
I know.
You're on a roll.
Yeah.
Went 3 months and been back to the club twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like I told you, sitting out there, getting some flights in, just chilling. No, it was very, very nice. It was needed. Matter of fact, I kind of almost thought we were going to carry stuff out there and record, but what little I played around on my phone, I realized that the internet, even the hotspot stuff is, well, crappy to say the least at that field.
Well, Kerry's got a road cat. Oh, never mind. He don't live there.
I haven't tried it.
Well, yeah, we got to get on Zoomy Zoom so you can get on here. All I know is I'm sitting in, we call it pass down, and it's raining. And I get a text from Spiegel, and it's like, oh, he sent me all these busted blades up. And I'm like, blade explode? What happened? And it was like, chair, camera.
Facebook.
Yeah. It's three different answers. And I'm like, yeah, I'll check this out as soon as I can get out. Cause I think I need to see this.
I was just going to practice some. Well, took batteries home.
Yeah, we're all good at that.
Go ahead, Terry. Interruption number one's done.
Oh, I'm done.
That's it.
I am done. Like I say, just took a no fly. Wanted to go. There was two or three afternoons after work. I was like, man, I need to get out there. But, you know, with that concert coming up, I want to call woodshedded practice.
Yeah.
Till dark every day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll go. I think I'm probably going to have to break down and buy S2 because my schedule changed. And this daylight savings time, I get off at 5 o'clock now, and I can sit in traffic for an hour going home, or I can drive 4.5 miles over to the field and fly for 30, 40 minutes and get home almost the same time.
Now, that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have the RS4.
I do. I will take it too. I'm just thinking, I kind of want to practice some stuff that doesn't hurt so bad when I break it.
Not fixing it.
No. See, the thought process was, is I have one, you have three.
No, not swapping.
Hmm.
Not fixing. Repair shop closed.
Hey, Carrie, don't you want to move?
You're close to Mike.
Yeah. I got a spare bedroom, Carrie. All you got to do is fix helis. Layla got backyard to play in. We're all good. You can play with the laser.
I'm going to refrain a little bit.
Whoa. Play with what?
Just saying. I'm going to refrain.
The laser. LASER.
That was some other joke. Sorry. Y'all are on the same page.
Yeah. Well, no, I was trying to keep it off that page.
No.
Anyway, now I got some flights in, put a couple on the RS4. A Nimbus flight today. Got to fly the Decathlon.
Yay, Decathlon.
Yes. I got a really cool invite, and I'm going to kind of share this. Anybody know what the Stetzel RC Museum is? I think it's down in Schulenburg or something like that.
I know exactly where it's at. I know where the museum is. I know where the building is that they built all the stuff in.
I have never been there, but I got invited.
I've never been there either, but I know exactly where it is.
I got invited to go down there on April the 20th, and I'm inviting you guys. They're wanting to do basically a dog pony show. They got like a 30,000 square foot flight area, so nothing big. Wanted helis, and I got asked to bring my turbine heli to show it off to. Apparently, they're going to have a bunch of kids and school kids and this and that, and trying to get people interested in the hobby. So I'm going down. We'll carry the turbine in RS4.
I don't even know if they have a field there. Like I've looked before.
I don't recall one.
I always just have to fly rogue at my family's land and stuff.
Yeah, apparently there's like a 30,000 square foot empty lot like right beside it. So that's why they're saying like foamies and small stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. Nothing massive or big or whatever else, but you know, something that you can walk out and spool up a heli and go up and hear it spool up and fly around, something small so you can actually fly it.
Yeah. That's the museum that Mo went to.
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, I kind of looking forward to that because, you know, it's an opportunity to show something that a lot of people just have never even got to see, or they've seen pictures but never seen one up close and fired up or anything else.
When is it?
April the 20th.
I can't go. I have no idea. I don't know if I'll be alive then.
Well, you will, unless I kill you before this podcast is over.
I don't know what shift I'll be working.
Well, I know what one you're supposed to be working.
Yeah, I'm switching, but I don't know what the Saturdays are.
Oh.
And I'm not going to calculate it.
No, okay.
We'll see when it gets closer.
Yeah.
And take you out to my land.
Yeah, go down, have a good time, spend the day, spend the weekend, whatever. I don't care. Sounds fun. Other than that, the only thing I've really been doing real hardcore for the last couple weeks is working on the Austin Heli Bash. Lots of stuff going. People, some sponsors reached out. We've got some really cool stuff coming. Y'all want to talk about what we got coming, or do we want to keep that kind of quiet? Yeah.
Man, we can keep it quiet for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Keep that suspense up.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, lots of reaching out, lots of working, trying to keep things going and getting things going. And, you know, the flyer, for lack of better words, that me and Spiegel talked on the phone and come up with. The last I saw, it's been viewed 25,000 times around the world. So that's pretty impressive.
25,000?
25,000, yes.
Wow.
Well,
that's about all I've been doing. So.
Carrie's going to save us.
Yeah.
Well, I crashed the one blade goose guy 2 weeks ago. That was just a dumb thumb. Tore it up pretty good. I got a servo, got my counterbalance, got main shaft, feather and shaft, one flight old canopy, top and bottom.
Wow.
Broke the battery connector.
That almost sounds like blade stop.
Might as well have been.
Well, the blade stopped all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do those.
Yeah, not anymore.
Those are for rookies.
Other than that, I really didn't do much all week. I got the parts in to fix the S1 and got that flying and took it to the field today. Had a pretty good time with it. 100% throttle. It gets crazy.
On the S1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100% throttle, just way too much for it. I need to throttle that flight mode to back a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But then when I was ordering parts for the S2 and everything, I ordered a set of Rotor Tech, I think 510s or whatever size the Rotor Techs are for the raw 500. And I actually took it to the field today and flew it, and it's so much better than it was with the SAB blades. For me, the SAB blades just seemed real soft in the air. Just, they were almost like you had a 100% Expo or something in them. And the Rotor Techs just woke the heli up, and it feels right now. And extremely floaty. I'd almost compare it to a Protos 380 now.
What size heli is this again? I wasn't listening.
The raw 500.
Oh, the power to weight on it.
Yeah, and, the first flight I had 3300s in its belly, and it was super, super light. And then the next flight, I threw a 5000 in its belly, and it felt more right there. I forget how much collective I'm running in it. It really, really felt like I needed to dial my rates back now. It's almost goose guy fast.
Goofy fast.
Yeah. But other than that, that's been about all I was doing. I did have a club member approach me wanting his turbine waiver. So we went through the engine portion of that today. Did his flying the other day and did some today for me, and it was pretty good. So we got another member of the turbine waiver holders.
The whooshes.
Yeah.
I talked to old Mark Cece today, and he was down in Seguin trying to get his done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he going to finish his jet this year?
Apparently, it has finally been spooled up. I think the plan was to actually maiden it today, and I think that went south for some reason.
Mm.
But, yeah.
You gotta know what you're doing with those things.
Ooh, look at this new shiny. A miniature aircraft.
Ooh. Is there anything big news that's on Rotor Live?
Well, miniature aircraft debuted an Interceptor SN7 Nitro 700.
Oh, really? So they finally decided to do something other than the GT15?
The original Interceptor is a 600. This is a 700 Nitro.
Yeah, so a 105 and go get it.
Yep.
I knew I'd get you into Nitro eventually. So when's it get here?
Probably not this year. I'm still not sure I want Nitro yet.
Yeah, you know, you better order you one of those.
I've got a 700 here.
Well, I've got a nitro out there in the shed, but I still ain't got it flying yet.
You got an antique. There's a difference. But yeah, you need to go ahead and jump online and order you that OS91 speed. Yep. That way you can be on the early bandwagon.
Shoot, that's probably just go in the 600 interceptor.
Mm-hmm. I need to finish my Protos. I found a main topic.
Oh, what's that?
Was Gary done?
Yeah. That's all I had.
I found a short main topic. Canopy grommets. Yay. Everybody. No clap.
Yeah.
Golf clap.
Yeah. Golf clap. Golf yep. clap. Canopy grommets. I had issues in the past. You know, glue them to the inside, or the biggest malfunction that happens with canopy grommets is the grommet being larger than the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then the carbon or the fiberglass cuts the grommet and it doesn't last.
Yeah. Or the hole too big for grommet and it's loose.
Yeah, sloppy loose.
What 3D printer for?
For canopy grommets?
No, if your hole's too big and the grommet fit in there, you just print a disc out and glue it to the inside of the canopy and it works great.
That explains why you don't have a girlfriend, right?
Probably.
So you have all these things glued inside her.
Sorry, dude, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Hey honey, I need to print a reducer.
What I did on the M2 and the Fusion 360, I use like regular wire grommets. You know, like you can get at the auto parts store, and I replaced them with those because they're a little thicker. And I haven't had an issue with those, but the stock ones always split like you're talking.
Yeah, what I started doing is I would micrometer the ID of the grommet, like in the middle, and then I would micrometer the canopy itself and see if it needed a little bit of reaming, then I'd ream it out a little bit, or just to see where I'm starting at before I even try to like see if it's going to work.
Yeah.
Most of them are better nowadays, but they're still pain in the butt sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the kit too, because this ain't no bash at Tron, because I got one, but like the Nitron, the canopy grommets that come with the Trons are incredibly soft, very, very soft grommets. They go on and off real easy.
Oh, yeah.
And they tend to, they get tore up. But, some of them are like the XL grommets are pretty sturdy, but I've tried CA them in, and then they just get hard and brittle, and you get mad because regardless of how much. But I have used a little hot glue, and I have used foam tack, just something that still stays a little flexible, and that helps. But then I forget to do it. But
I don't know. I think the biggest thing I can say is use a micrometer and see if it's going to cut itself. But I always tend to CA glue the inside of the grommet to the inside of the canopy is what I tend to do on most of mine.
And you don't have a problem with the getting brittle at that point? Just curious.
No, they don't last that long.
Well, yeah, your canopy's been done.
Well, that's what I did on my SABs. That's what they're called, you know. Call for was put a little CA on the inside there.
They're kind of a pain sometimes too, but that's the one thing I started off not liking, but I really do like it now is the keychain style locks, like it's on the Raw 580.
Yeah.
You don't really got to mess with it because your grommets aren't being popped on and off.
Yeah.
Multiple times a day at the field. I know that there's some folks that still make them, but what was that one company?
For the click releases?
Yeah. I know they went out of business, I think.
Yeah, because I put them on all my T-Rexes.
Quick UK.
No, not the Quick UK ones.
Oh, man.
Not that one.
Those suckers work good, though.
Didn't they start with like a B or something?
I like the Protos ones.
I like the Protos magnet style. I like that a lot. The XL, like the original, the V1 that had them. Of course, those things work almost too good sometimes.
I like how this Nitro 700 that I have, the Protos, it has them on the fronts, but it doesn't have them on the backs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if I ever finish it.
You've had that Nitro longer than any other one because you've not flown it yet.
Can't blow it up. You don't put fuel in it.
that's true. So, of course, you know, speaking of Nitro, you know, somebody who I won't never have one. I don't like them. I think now they have like three of them.
Javier?
Or Mark. Mark and Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah.
It's just the cost. I always screw them up because I fly them in light towers and you can't hear the damn thing run. And I'm just like beating on it. And everybody else behind me can hear it because they don't have the generator in their ear. And they're like, yep, it's going to blow up real soon. And then pop, pop, pop. It goes.
Yep.
I learned not flying, night fly, Nitro. Nitro is special. Take care of it. Fly during the day.
Oh, yeah.
Sell it if I can.
Yeah, we just almost sound like we ain't prepared for shit today.
No, we weren't. We were at the field, like, wanting to stay and fly.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a main topic, kind of, like, baby. Baby.
Everybody left me by myself at the field today. They all left early today.
Man, there was a lot of people at the field today. And, you know, of course, me and Spiegel were there, Raphael and this other gentleman, I can't remember his name. And you show up and there's like 15 helicopters sitting on the table. Of course, they all belong to one person, but then it wasn't us. But yeah, it's kind of nice. You know, show up, people flying, gorgeous day. Yeah, I was afraid yesterday. I mean, it was too windy to even fly a kite yesterday, unless you wanted to sail off into the sunset with it.
Yep. Yeah, I spent all day working on my truck yesterday. But I was still kind of wishing I could go fly, but I needed to work on my truck. But God, today was awesome.
Oh, it was. It was very nice today out there.
That's why I took an airplane, and it worked out.
It did.
I actually took four airplanes.
Well, President brought a glider out, and he got up there, and he hit a thermal, and that sucker dang near went out of sight, just almost instant.
Don't steal my thunder.
Yeah, okay. I won't say it. I'll let you say it.
Yeah, we'll get to it on the buy and sells. Same topic I put on here the other day. Y'all didn't go over it, which is fine. Practice what you wouldn't sometimes. I think I may have touched on this a little bit. But the other day, practice flying like above yourself. This was kind of like what got CC in trouble. I'm not going to say like try it in real life, but like on the sim, I'll fly in the sun sometimes. Like I'll get it up and fly it in the sun. So I'm having to fly a silhouette, or I'll fly it over my head kind of in the sim and try to figure out what I'm going to do or what I should do. Or if you're going to try to hit a chair, I should have gave collective and just went over the damn thing. Sometimes practice some stuff that you just really wouldn't think about practicing, which is kind of oxymoron in itself. But that's what I do sometimes when I get bored of practicing. I'll like just fly it into the sun and then just silhouette practice. It's dumb.
Nah, I don't think so.
But it does help a little bit. I do try it in real life with the RS4. The other morning I was flying and I just kind of take it over, not fly it directly in the sun, but kind of get it so it silhouettes and then just let it fly out of it. Just kind of a setting myself up knowing I'm going to fly into the sun and just knowing I have to let it come through it. So if I accidentally get blinded one day, I kind of know how to handle it a little bit.
Yeah, it does make a difference because like that last flight with Venom, you know, the sun's kind of right there and come around and you don't realize that you're fixing to catch a blind spot because the sun's kind of popping out, and you don't panic because you know that which direction you're going and what you're doing, and it's going to fly out of it, hopefully.
Yeah, it's just on that side, it's a real tight box. It gets in trouble fast.
Yes.
Not much like get out of room area. We'll switch to buy and sell. So when we're at the field today, I don't know the guy's name. I need to send him a message. I think
Craig Barnes.
Yeah. So he actually posted a picture of it. When I pulled up to the field, there was a glider flying and I was like, oh, cool glider. And it looked nice and swoopy, you know, not like it seemed like it had some speed to it. And this guy walks in and sets it on the free table. And like, I didn't even notice that. And then everybody left and I saw it sitting on the free table and I was like, Mike, is that glider? And Craig was still there. So he asked him and he was like, yeah, if you guys want it, need the servo and the wing and this or that. And I was like, in my car now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind it is. It's pretty big. It's foam.
I mean, it's a solid 2 meter glider. It's not little.
Yeah. It has like aluminum screw in. I don't even know if they're aluminum. They felt like stainless steel rods. Solid aluminum rods that screw into the fuselage to make the wing spar. Oh.
Now, it looks and feels very solidly made. And I bet you it's going to fly good.
Yeah, I'm going to send him a message on Facebook and figure out what battery to use. Or I have no idea. I need to figure out what the kit is so I can. It's going to be fun, especially if it's swoopy like that and it flies good.
I hear there's a good place in Oklahoma to fly them.
Yeah. Got a bunch of red dirt.
Yep.
Bunch of whooshy guys.
Yeah. Mikey no fly at red dirt. Nope. Maybe once. At night. Under spotlights.
Maybe once during the day in the morning will be better. Before anybody wakes up. When it's safe. You're gonna have like a little field spot. They're gonna have a little spot that says, hey, this is for Mike and Spiegel to fly airplanes. You go way over there. That's your airplane field.
Yeah.
You can fly helicopters here. But you fly airplane, you take your ass way over there.
You know, freaking caution tape around a fenced off 4x4 area and with a beware, do not feed the bears, Stein or something. Yeah.
Do like Renee, they give him the whole field to fly his heli. You just get whole field to fly your glider.
Now, I don't think that's enough room, to be honest with you.
This glider thing is going to be fun. This one looks solid. There's no lights in it, but I've been wanting another glider really bad. And Casey has two, and I didn't have two, and I was jealous.
That looks like the one that Casey was flying.
Oh, no.
That's what it looked
like. That's not it. Casey's is way bigger than that.
Hmm.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. I wonder if they really will serve restraining orders from Oklahoma to Buda.
Never know. Just remember, you open a door, you better make sure you can close it.
Yeah, I'm afraid that I opened that door and
I kind of closed it. The podcast kind of closed your door a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, I got one coming. I know it. I don't know when. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know after I figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Should we elaborate any at all on that?
I don't even know what to elaborate, so we'll figure it out when I get there.
I mean, Carrie knows.
Yep. I'm glad somebody knows because I don't.
King Spiegel.
Oh yeah, the King Spiegel deal.
Yeah,
yeah. Work has started to play with me a little bit. I'm not quite sure they're ready to play with me. I'm gonna find out though.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll get in trouble, but Yeah, we're going to see how far I can push it sometime.
Anybody out there run a semiconductor facility that needs a very, very well seasoned, great master tech may eventually be reaching out to Richard Spiegel.
I ain't gonna get fired. Just have to teach some people some lessons sometimes in life. That's really all I have for the show. I just wanted kind of something short to check back in. And I know we're all busy with the time splits and the weather's getting good. We will switch the record dates up coming up here shortly. After Skinner's, I switched to a front end of the week, I call it. So it's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and every other Saturday shift is what I'm going to switch to. Which will be better for events because then I only have to take a Sunday off. And I can leave like on a Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or whatever. It makes it easier to go to events. And if I'm off that Saturday or if I just have to take one day off, I can. I just need one day recovery before I go back to work normally because I get tired. Or maybe I'll start going to sleep at night and be a daytime person one day.
That would be weird.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that.
I can fly in the morning if I stay up all night. It's about the only way I'm going to do it. That's all I have. You guys want to go over the events and the other podcast stuff would be great. You guys did such a good job last time.
I'll hit the events here real quick. So coming up here real quick is Fly the River in Oscar, Oklahoma. That's April the 4th through the 7th. May Day, the weekend of May the 3rd in Sulphur, Louisiana. Golden Triangle is April the 6th, same weekend as Skinner's. That just got deleted. I don't know why. There we go. Trying to mess with me. Hotter than Helly is actually the weekend before Austin Helly Bash. The weekend of the 16th and 17th, so that date's actually wrong. Then there's Austin Helly Bash, which
it's Houdini in there.
Austin Helly Bash, May the 23rd to the 26th. Chopper Madness, I still haven't seen anything on that, but that's always the second week of September. Then there's the Bobby Sellers Memorial, which is April the 20th. That's Johnson County Flyers. Superfly, Lindsay, Oklahoma, September 26th through the 29th. And then Swap Meet, Little Fun Fly, get together 60cc or less at Houston County Swap Meet. That is, you want to check it out, it's Houston County Screaming Eagles RC Club.com. Somebody wanted to make sure they used absolutely every letter in the alphabet twice in that domain name. They got it done. I'm sure that there's some more, but that's pretty much all the local ones that we got in here.
Well, I know the Granberry group here, I think it's called Whams. They got a swap meet, but it's on this Memorial Day weekend.
It's a good weekend to have an event.
Long weekend. Hopefully we got good weather. Yeah. Who wants to do other podcasts?
Yeah, I can do it. Well, we got Road Revolution with Nick, Alex, Brian, and Kenny, Nuts and Bolts, or Bits and Pieces podcast with Matt, Clay, Jason, and Casey. And it blacked out on me. It's some Houdini stuff right there. Skids Up with Javier, Frank, and Darren. The Heliheads Show with Kevin, Daniel, Chris, and Chris. RC Element with Todd. Maximum Collective with Greg, Gregor, and Steve.
Yay! They gave me better.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to that podcast and didn't do anything about it. Let me get to Bill Ann YouTube channel, to TikTok show V2. Still haven't heard anything from Ben or Donnie Pesci. And on reruns, we've got RCN, HN, V3, Freefall RC, RC Scrap Pile, and Telerotor.
Yeah, I don't know if we can still get the RCH and V3. I'll have to check some of those, but I think Ben and Donnie need to change it to the Knock Knock Show and not the TikTok Show.
Not, well, if he's coming down at Austin Heli Bash, we can ask him what is going on. We can
ask him if they need to change the name to the Knock 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 Show.
Yeah, we need to get him back on, but I think the last time he was on here, we may have embarrassed him a little.
Y'all did. That was Kenny and y'all. Not me. I was not in the area. That was not partaking in those conversations. I was an adult. Okay, I was probably passed out on the floor somewhere, but or running around like a madman on a skateboard.
Yeah.
What else? I did get to fly the Fusion 50 the other day. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah, it looked good too.
Yeah. So, Fusion 50 got a flight on it. So the unicorn. I'm not taking it to Skinner's. I don't know what I'm going to take Skinner's. I'll take myself and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of Red Bull and candy.
Mm-hmm.
Hard candy, Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Syrups.
Mm-hmm.
Concoctions. Oh, it's going to be a good time. I'm going to relax, though. Hopefully we can go.
Yeah, we'll make it all happen.
Yep.
Somebody said win the lottery one day.
Yeah, one of these days. Hey, do we want to bring, you know, the Ben Stork thing coming to Apache Pad? Damn it. Austin Heli Bash.
Yeah, you can mention it now once you start over and mention it. I don't have the email, though.
We have been talking with Ben Stork. He is going to be here. Again, guys, this is cost money. We have got people who have agreed to contribute. I could still use a little bit of help, but if you would like to guarantee, I mean, he's going to be there anyway, but any help would be great. Everything goes to this event, 100% transparent. We're not hiding anything. We'll open the books to show you where all the money was spent. But if you want to contribute to make this even a more epic event than hopefully it's already shaping up to be, you can donate to TexasHeliGroup@gmail.com.
We may come up with something. If we have to get some donations, we may come up with something, a giveaway or something. I figure out something, but or we'll just pay it out of pocket. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar. Like if everybody who listened to this gave a dollar, that'd be like $300.
Wow.
I figured 20.
There's like only 300 people.
I threw 100 at it the other day.
Yeah, I did. I did see that. I appreciate that. But this is trying to get airfare to get him over. And the more we share the load.
Yep.
And off the rails, we slide at the end.
I do the Clint trial joke laugh. Absolutely. I can't do it that good. If you need to get a hold of me, it's HoudiniRCHeli@gmail.com. Or just shoot me a message on Facebook, Richard RC Spiegel. That's probably faster.
Yeah, I'm RC-Taz@hotmail.com. Yeah, easier way is just to shoot me a message on Facebook, Mike Westbrook. Pretty easy to find.
Oh, and if you want to buy a TB40, get a hold of me before I sell it on eBay for really, really cheap. Please. Or Oxy 3s. New in box, built ones, 3-blade head ones, 6S motors. Please.
Thank
you. Next. Sorry, interrupted.
You can get me at CarrySnyder@yahoo.com or Carrie Snyder on Facebook, CarrieSnyder442 on YouTube.
And I am Terry Music, TMusic618@gmail.com. You can also get me on Facebook as Terry Music.
Be in, stay in the box, don't escape. Short episode, sorry guys, but we wanted to stay at the field and fly more. Listen to the podcast. So at least get some of y'all.
Yes. Yes. What's bad is I find out third hand because I hadn't listened to it yet. And I get this obscure message about Spiegel on podcast, and I'm like, huh?
Spiegel wasn't supposed to be on a podcast.
Yeah, I got about 30 minutes in so far.
It was funny. Just enough.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'll send smoke signals because that's about all I got at this point. Oh, wait, I had to check on my barbecue. It's probably burning.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the last show yet, so I'm kind of anxious to see what.
Yeah. Well, I listened to it, but prior to the edit. The secondary editor.
Yeah. I couldn't leave it alone. I had to.
Yeah.
I'll show these some bitches.
Yeah. I was
take
actually
my keys,
did it.
My password and record the show. What up with that?
Yeah. he pulled the feminine persuasion. Just because I said you could didn't mean you actually should.
That's a good one. I should have pulled out of the bag, but I didn't.
You didn't give us a chance to do the 3-2-1 thing on you on that one.
You already did enough.
I love you too. Yeah, considering I got fired on air on your edit.
I had to make sure somebody was listening.
Yeah, well, I never checked my email, so I was good.
Oh, good. Me neither. Not X7. Jeez. X4. II. Not II. X4. Gowie X4. No, not the X4. The NX4. Damn it. NX4. Something popped in my head. I forgot what it was. Damn it. You must have shared it to the porn sites, too.
Well, you know, you got it on your computer. So there ain't no telling. Yeah. Yo, somebody get real upset when they see something about Austin Bash on Pornhub and it's because somebody got into your computer.
I don't use those free things. That's for the rookies.
Yeah. I forgot
you professional.
I figured you make all the money so you can do the paid subscriptions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've probably got like 7 people on OnlyFans.com that you're putting through college.
Maybe. Not sure. I haven't, you know, ask questions sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need to know the answers. I've learned that in life. Sometimes the best answers are the ones that you don't get because you never ask the question because you don't want to know.
And Ben will sign your titty.
Yeah.
If you donate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm gonna echo in here. Or it's my ear.
It's just you. All right. We calling this?
Yeah, I guess I'll hit end. The end. Bye.
Later, guys.
Have fun tomorrow, Mike.
All right, bye. Buddy.